Blog Talk Radio.
Music or something in the background.
Okay, say that again.
You got music or something in the background.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, hello.
Yeah, we can hear you, Shabaka.
Yes, okay, all right, good, 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 real good. Okay.
So, all right,
okay,
intro.
Have we made? Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. The air date of this episode is Saturday, June 11th, and we're dealing with our marathon right here, you know, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and also, too, we're dealing with anything dealing with from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago, and I'm your host, Shabaka Sankoru, and joined by the anchor man, the one and only Mr. Ramel Understanding, and, of course, Brother Che Nkrumah, who was running for mayor of Denver, running for mayor of Denver next year. And please support this brother and the Unity Party. And everything else is a bunch of nonsense. And we deal with the Black Experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to our co-host and have him make his introduction.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm your co-host, Che Nkrumah. And yes, as Shabaka stated, I am running for mayor of Denver in 2023, and we are paying homage to the ancestors. This episode is a continuation of the 24-hour tribute to our ancestors from the beginning of time until 10 minutes ago. Ancestors Marathon, long-term ancestors continuing. This episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. The marathon is requesting all positive vibrations and input. So last night we got into we had two back-to-back shows, and today we're just going to be doing one show, and we're doing Frontline Black News at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So if you can participate in that, that'd be great. Also, the brother that called in yesterday, Jay Wall, is doing, or Jihad, as he wants to be known as, is doing a YouTube stream yard in approximately about three to four hours about gangs and are they afraid of white supremacy. So if callers can tune into that, that would be greatly appreciated. It's on Bangside Revolution on YouTube. Shabaka, did you have any particular ancestors you want to pay homage to in the Anchorman?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. First of all, starting with the ancient times, dealing with Cleopatra the seventh, okay, dealing with Osiris, Thutmose, Ramses, of course, the Pharaoh Shabaka, who had reunified the upper and lower cataracts of Kemet. And then, of course, as you know, when those individuals that came down there from Greece, they start renaming everything and start plagiarizing our knowledge, as Professor George G.M. James had stated in his writing. So therefore, these Greek individuals ain't gave you the world nothing. They just went out and stole shit and claimed it as their own, and they're culture vultures. I mean, you know, they always want to appropriate, you know, our accomplishments and our talents and claim it as their own. And this is one of the reasons why I created the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead, for our people to get true knowledge of self. And the sad part about it is there's a whole lot of us out here that reject the knowledge. But however, you have to spoon feed this knowledge, you see. And then, of course, you know, let our people, you know, discover it on their own. And then as they develop knowledge and discover more knowledge, feel free to give us a call, you know, and drop said knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Without a doubt. And then
right,
also,
Anchorman,
too, we... Yes, sir.
I want to hear from the Anchorman real quick. Go ahead,
Ramel. This is Ramel Understanding, the Angel of Peace from the East, Understanding Understood in the Neighborhood, near you, official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. I want to pay homage to Almighty God Allah, a.k.a. Clarence 13X, a.k.a. Father Law from the 5% Nation. He's one of my inspirations in regards to living life on life's terms, living to learn so I can learn how to live. I want to pay homage to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because without him, there'd be no knowledge of self in the wilderness of North America, and his teacher, W.D. Farrakh. And basically,
yes,
you know,
sir,
it's all about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding past, present, and future. You know, and we're the pioneers of today. You know, we're making things happen today, and all the gifts that they left behind for us, we need to utilize that to our advantage so we can, you know, excel as a people and propel forward.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And then also, too, man, we want to pay homage, man, to one of our ancestors, Sue, on the short term, you know, the former heavyweight champion of the world, the first man to win the heavyweight crown for a third time, the one and only Mr. Muhammad Ali. You know, the anniversary of his passing, you know, was just recently. And like I said, is that he pretty much had told it what it was and what it is. And also, too, we want to pay homage to all the fallen soldiers of the Black Panther Party, you know, past, present, and future, for standing up and emphasizing the 10-point program, and one and that we will continue to emphasize on this podcast is our self-sufficiency. So all you ass scratchers and Yasa bosses, you're welcome to call in. The number is 516-418-5996. And we are still waiting on you other Biden supporters to call us in. And the number is 516-418-5996. And we definitely want to give a special shout out there to Outlaw Radio, to Mr. Kevin Barnes and his crew for calling in. And, of course, they're more than welcome, you know, to call in again today. Also, too, we want to pay respects and homage to Black Eye Stand Radio and Mr. Jay Dizzle up in the Pacific Northwest. I also want to pay homage and respect to all Black media with a positive influence, with a positive message of us becoming self-sufficient and doing for ourselves. Oh, and by the way, for you Caucasians out there to say that we're all the same, come to Los Angeles today. We're in the middle of a heat wave, and I'm loving this sun, although it's still hazy here. But dear Caucasoids, please leave your sunscreens at home so therefore you can see firsthand knowledge of how we are not the same, you know, and we insist that you leave your sunscreens at home. You see what I mean? And then in about 30 minutes, you know, we'll call the paramedics for you. We don't know how to treat your sunburn. But please leave us some notes, is because we're not going to be inhumane to you and leave you out there like what you all done to our ancestors, lynching them and castrating them on your plantation system. We're not as barbaric as you are.
No, we're not.
You cats are barbarians. Yeah, you people are barbarians, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, please check out our new hashtag that we created recently called the Biotechnical Barbarians. And that is with all that COVID vaccine, it's got microchips in it, poison, all kind of stuff like that, AIDS, SARS, you name it, they claim it. Also, too, we would like to hear from some of the sisters in regard to the history of the Black woman, and especially, you know, as Brother Paris had mentioned to me last night, the sister who they had used her cells to deal with female health products, I believe. And could you elaborate more on that there, Brother Che?
So they used her, the sister in question, or the sister is a sister by the name of Henrietta Lacks, and they used her cells for stem cell research. She had ovarian cancer, and when they went in to do whatever operation or surgery, they took some of her cells, and they noticed that her cells just kept multiplying. So they used her cells for what is now known as stem cell research, and they did not tell her family what they did with her cells, and her cells are still being used to this day.
Wow.
So it's my understanding the family is suing the pharmaceutical company that used her sales. I don't know if they won their case, but we did profile it on one of our episodes of Frontline Black News about the sister Henrietta Lacks and what they were using, doing with her sales.
Okay. All right, a great knowledge there, Brother Che. And then keep in mind, you know, that there falls in the line with their diabolical research, like with the Tuskegee experiment. And then also, too, information that I came across in the late 1990s that the state of California was forcing black women who were inmates in the prison system of California to have their tubes tied. Also, too, out in Orange County, California, is that there was a white woman, and I forgot her name. One of our callers can call in with that, you know, so all our haters, they can call in, and the number to call is 516-418-5996. And this is the individual who was out there, you know, offering $200 for black women to have the fallopian tubes tied. $200 for genocide. And she was based out of Orange County, and this information is from the late 1990s at the turn of the millennium. And then, of course, you know, what's happening out here in Los Angeles and Hollywood and what have you, where they're still trying to effeminize the black male. And then also, too, I've came across some information across the internet where they are taking that they're trying to impregnate a man to give birth. And it's diabolical, it's sickening, and plus that there's like adding, comparing apples to oranges. You know, it is just, it's just downright sickening is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
But however, that there's that Eurocentric mindset. After all, they didn't believe in washing their asses. You know what I'm saying? We had to show them how
to
they
did.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see. So therefore, you know, so those of us who disagree with us, once again, the number to call is 516-418-5996. That's it. And we'll be happy to have you on the air as long as you're respectful. And keep in mind, we had, you know, had some OTBs come up here and get disrespectful, and they promptly assured, showed the door with the X button. You know what I mean? And then also, too, we have appeared on other platforms, you know, myself in particular, which I was referred to as every NGR, every tar baby, this, that, there, the other, you know, the usual crap, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, of course, we want to pay respects, of course, you know, to the ancestresses, you know, which is the ancestors in the, on the feminine side of things, that the great power that they had and still have to this day. And then, of course, you know, we're going to mention, you know, Her Majesty Hatshepsut, Queen Nzinga, Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, you know, who did our opening introduction called Amapando. Okay, well, she was a political prisoner over there in Tanzania, where she was banned for X amount of years. And to quote her, as she states in her songs, she merely sings the truth. You see?
Damn.
And of course, yeah, that's what she had said, you know. And then also, too, there was a concert that she did. I think it was one of her last concerts where she had her whole family, her children and grandchildren that she introduced, you know, who were her members who played in her band and what have you. So may their legacy, you know, keep living on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
definitely keep your spirit moving. And also, too, we want to give shout-outs there to our past guests, you know, who contributed to our platform, Mr. Kevin Barnes, Jay Dizzle, T. Ford, you know, Mr. Palmetto Star, who hosts Too Raw for TV, okay?
Yeah.
He's been everywhere. And he's over there on the East Coast over there in Florida. Also, too, to Sister Rashida Marie Strober, the great work of what she does. You know what I'm saying? She keeps it controversial, and there's no change without controversy. And then, of course, you know, we got to pay respect, you know, to Ms. Ida B. Wells, who had lived in the South, who had moved up to Chicago, and she used to document all the lynchings, and she had would publish it that was happening in the South at the turn of the 20th century, and then, of course, at the end of the 19th century. Also, too, the case with Mr. George Floyd, you know, that went down 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And old shopping, you know what I'm saying?
Doctor,
yes, sir.
We got a caller. Caller out of 737, last 46234. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, how you doing, my brothers and sisters? May Allah be pleased this day. This is Wesley Griffin from Austin, Texas, just coming in to pay respect for the tribute to our ancestors, to our people abroad and around the world. Black Power, all power to the
Yes,
people.
Sir.
Yes, Black Power. Thank you, Brother Wesley, for calling back in.
Always.
Respect,
yes, sir, absolutely. And I've been through your West Texas, man, and Texas is 850 miles long, man, because I've crossed it from one end to the other.
I say, brother,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Over there off the infamous Highway 10 and Interstate 10, as we all know, will take you all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, to Santa Monica, California. And also, too, if you're, and also too of the great history that we have down in the South, as I was listening to the wind and hearing the stories of long ago, of how they prevailed. As Sister Harriet Tubman had said, when this train starts, there ain't no getting off. And, of course, we ain't no telling how many brain-dead Negroes that she had to kick off the planet is because, you know, as we stated before, her attitude was like this. Well, all of a sudden you left, and now all of a sudden you're making up your mind that you love Master so much. Well, it's like this, fool. We keep them going north, and you got, like, about 10 seconds to make up your mind, man. Otherwise, I'm decorating that tree with your brains, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, as we all know, that she carried that shotgun with her, which is commonly referred to in the hood as the street sweeper. And thank God of that sister there, you know, the great sacrifice that she made. Also, too, with Ms. Ida B. Wells, like I stated, you know, who started the newspaper up in Chicago, where she had documented it, a lot of the injustices, you know, that was happening to our people. Also, to pay homage to Ms. Mobley, who was the mother of Emmett Till. And, of course, as we do know, that what happened with Mr. Till, he was falsely accused of whistling at a white woman in which he was murdered, and she put his body on public display just to show the horror and the brutalization of what they did to her son, and he was only 14 years old. And then a woman in question, her name is Carolyn Bryant, who's about 90 years old, has got one foot in the grave and another one on a banana peel, who finally came out and admitted that she lied. And in some states and jurisdictions, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that sounds like accessory to murder to me.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. But it's past the statute of limitations, so.
Right, correct. And how are we as a people supposed to feel about that? Now, of course, they put police dogs on us, murdered us, lynched us, you know, with picnics, even had barbecues with us as being a barbecue. I mean, how do you forgive all that?
You
how
can.
Can you?
There's no forgiveness,
I mean,
brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother, if
you
don't mind
me
stepping in, I'd like to answer that for you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Brother, when we look at the atrocities that occurred in lifetime and in history, and especially against our people and against people of God in general, you know, it's always the lesson learned in the situation, circumstance. So I think, my dear brother, that we have to take the reflection of the energy of the people that endured such a horrific act, and we have to transcend that energy into the day and allow it to be effective with the situation and circumstances that we face. I mean, we have to handle our situation appropriate. And once again, brother, I think one of the deteriorations within the community is the image of our people and the loss of our culture, and definitely the destitute of our education and spiritual altitude. So we have to attack those things and begin to, you was talking about traveling, and that's what just excited my spirit, brother, to hear how Allah has blessed you to travel his land and to meet and greet and see so many people and so many things. And I think, brother, as you have, we have to take an example of that and become nomads. We have to begin to come wandering of this world. And as we're wandering in this world, once again, we have to become master builders. We have to become architects. We have to become master designers. And we have to take on that charge, because he said in Genesis 1, on a spiritual altitude, I created there for him male and female. So we know that man comes in two species called male and female. And he gave them both commandments, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And so when we see our dear sisters taking the charge in history and in this story today, then they're only fulfilling the commandments of Allah. So likewise, we must rise to that spiritual altitude and take the commandments of Allah. We must begin to replenish, because one time we had Black Wall Street. So in 2022 and 23 and far beyond, we must replenish that. We must bring about what we had. We must create a stronger institute of education, of medical, of a financial institution. We must build a stronger characteristics and moral values that dictate our actions.
Yes,
so
sir.
I think we have to take that same energy that they had and utilize it in our time and age. And I thank you for that time to allow me to answer this question. And I represent the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I'm the Southern Regional Chief of Staff. I run the 5 Southern States under the leadership of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And I hope to see you all in Mississippi. Thank you once again for this time, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling in. Yes, sir. And also, too, brother, if you ever get a chance, if you haven't already, please visit Oakland, California, which is the birthplace of the original Black Panther Party in 1966, as we all know. And also, too, we most definitely have to pay homage to those that made the ultimate sacrifice. Now, let's ask ourselves a question here, Black family. How do the civil rights workers who were hit with fire hoses, you see what I'm saying, police dogs, and those who were murdered, how would those that made the ultimate sacrifice, you know, within the Black Liberation Movement, how would they feel if they were to get knowledge that they wanted us to be all-inclusive and then to sit up there and to call these men who identify as women, as women? Follow me?
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah, thoughts on that. It's because out here in California, man, particularly up there in San Francisco, man, you always seeing them individuals going around, man, you know, with 5 o'clock shadows, you know what I'm saying, and Adam's apples wearing fingernail polish and got on makeup talking about that they're a woman. And
it's
I don't see
so
no
bad.
In nowhere.
It's gotten so bad that even white people, even white men are questioning what is a woman. I seen this documentary last night called What is a Woman? And this white dude is literally going around the whole country asking professionals, scientists, women themselves, what is a woman? And he cannot get a straight answer from any of these people in this documentary.
Man, that sounds more like a comedy than a documentary. And you mean to tell me, sir, that somebody actually invested money to record and film this?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you know, I got a piece of property on the moon I'd like to sell him.
Shabaka, we have another caller. We have another caller, 720-848-453. What's your name and where you calling from?
Daryl Walker. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, what's up, Daryl? Thank you for calling in. We're paying homage to the ancestors today.
All right.
Okay, welcome, brother.
How you doing?
All right. And, you know, as Brother Che, you know, was saying is, you know, we're paying homage to our ancestors and what have you. And we was currently talking about what Brother Che had elaborated on about saying that these individuals are asking what a woman is.
What a woman
Brother
is?
Che?
Yeah, so there was a documentary that just came out. You could probably get it on Netflix. It's called What is a Woman? And it's this white dude in the documentary that's going around the country asking all these professionals, all these scientists, all these people that should know what a woman is, and he can't get a straight answer from any of them.
Wow. That's incredible.
You want my perception of what a woman is?
If you care to elaborate, brother, go ahead.
I mean, I just always had the perception of a woman is like what my mama is, the queen of my life, which is agape love. I mean, she's unconditional love. I mean, like
right.
I tell my boys all the time, foster boys, if they commit a crime against society and the state take their life, and in that death chamber before they put them down, there's going to be 12 people. 11 of them is going to be for the victim, and only one person is going to be your mama by those 11 other persons who's there representing that victim, and mommy's going to go all the way to the death with you.
Yeah.
That's what she's supposed to be. The agape love, unconditional love. That's what a woman is supposed to be. That's what my mama is.
Right.
Yes, sir. Indeed. Ditto. But I just find it very, very incredible that with this hidden agenda that they have in Los Angeles or Hollywood, California. And keep in mind that Hollywood is a section of the city of Los Angeles. And, oh, yeah, Mr. Wood, yeah, I'm here in Los Angeles, and I will be stepping up there to Hollywood Boulevard and Highland Avenue where you give out them fake awards at the Academy and whatnot, and we're going to tour your Hollywood Boulevard just to show you the monstrosity and insanity of it. And then another forbidden planet in the state of California is called San Francisco, okay, where the Tweety Bird is headquartered at, right there on the corner of 9th and Market Street. And keep in mind, and we have stated here before, is that a few years back, women were raising money for breast cancer research, so they went out there bare-chested. So therefore, you know, they got the word out there saying, well, hey, fellas, this is what we're raising the money for, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. And it was cold in January. I remember it was January of this particular year. And keep in mind, Frisco Bay stays cold, you know, and there's an old saying, the coldest winter I spend was summer in San Francisco. And believe me, the San Francisco can get most cold. Okay, so then the city of San Francisco give these women citations for indecent exposure. But at the same token, the city of San Francisco will let a naked-ass man walk down the street. That's
yeah.
Insanity.
I've seen that
state
in that documentary.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They had a dude that was butt ass naked, and the dude asked him what is a woman. He was like, I can't define that. It's a person that identifies as such. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, no, a woman has a vagina, a man has a dick.
Right.
Very simple.
Right.
But they're making it very complicated.
Right. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? And then I believe, you know, is Sister Brandy, you know, who's the host of the Revolutionary Agenda, has elaborated on, there's this male that's trying to give birth, and she says is that they were using tissue of, okay, folks, can you take over the show for a minute? I have to call back in. Okay, so take it over,
okay,
Brother Parrish. I'll call back in. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I would like to hear from the anchor man. What do you have to say about this?
I think that it's an attack on black people in general. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, they're trying to feminize the black man. Every time I turn around, they got a black man with a dress on TV. You know, Madea, fucking Martin, you know, the list goes on and on. I'm just like, they're trying to make it where we would accept that shit too, and it's unacceptable, and that's what I think. You know, I just think that it's socially engineered. It's another tool that they're utilizing to control the populace and to basically create a different type of consumer. That's what I think. That's my thoughts.
Okay, Brother Wesley.
Yes, brother.
Is he still on? Okay.
Just listen to some of the responses. I concur with a lot of said. We know that Dr. Francis Cresswell spoke profusely in regards to the hidden prop to feminize our black American men, our black men across the broad. We know that history displays such events through the time. And so I'd like to address another thing the brother was talking about. What is a woman? I would presume that a woman is, she's the co-creator with God. She's the womb of man. You know what I'm saying? And then when we look at it from that standpoint, and then we come to a physical representation in society, I think that has to do with more of a cultural understanding of what the characteristic of what the energy of a woman is, no matter what species she's in, whether it be male or female. And that's the distortion in society. But I don't think it makes the individual imperfect. I don't think that it takes away the possibility of this individual being the cure to situations, circumstances that we face in society. I don't think that it disqualifies them for being effective in solving some of the problems in the community. I think that we all have thorns in our flesh. I think that we all have things that people might not agree with our personal practices. It's all about being able to leave that energy and environment that it is made for. I think a lot of times we bring certain ideologies or certain images or certain thought patterns onto people who don't want to accept them. You know, a lot of times you have to leave that where it is. And if we're going to the city council meeting, we need to be focused on the issues in our communities. And so with that said, I think a lot of times we personalize people's personal practice collectively with the community. Now, if we have a large population of African-American who just so happen to be homosexuals or just so happen to have a sexual preference, now, that's another thing. That only deals with your sexual preference as an individual. I don't think that deteriorates you as a creation of God because, of, like I say, we all have some improper practices that not might not be appropriate to spiritual concepts. And so, once again, we take them from cultural practices because if we go back in history of time of our people and go back to begin to understand where a lot of these things occurred or a lot of these things began to transpire in our community to where to the point that where they are of the norm. You see what I'm saying? I'm 50 myself, sir, so I can go back. And when I was 70 in 1975 or 1976 or 1980, you know what I'm saying, when some of these things were really not that common. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, we finally heard about the tennis player who caught AIDS, and he wasn't of that sexual preferences. And so I think that now a lot of things that they bring in our community are somewhat of a systematic distraction to the real focus of things that we need to be implementing in our community. Now, if I had a business, my dear brother, and I had someone who chose a sexual preference of homosexuality and they were an accountant and he could do accounting in my company and make me be successful, I would hire him. I would not disqualify him because of sexual practices, even though I might not condone them. And so I just want to make that point. But everything I've heard so far is beautiful to our people. And so once again, great representation for our ancestors, dear comrades.
Brother Darryl, what are your thoughts?
I'm pretty that gentleman that just spoke, I mean, he pretty much hit it, pinpointed everything about, you know, I mean, what we accepted and what we're not accepting. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of things, like you say. I mean, Tyler Perry for sure. I mean, like you say, trying to tear down the black man, as far as, you know, with a lot of, you know, cross dressing men. I mean men in dress with beards and stuff. I mean, you know, it's just really, I mean,
I'm lost for words for this society, and I'm scared to death for my son and everything as far as, like you say, tearing down the black men and what we represent and everything and stuff. I mean, you watch BET at night. It's terrible what we see on BET at nighttime. I mean, even, you know, taking advantage of our elderly with Peter Poffa, got Peter Poffa on there, you know, making us think that we're idiotic and mess with our intelligence mostly. Our intelligence of being a culture, as being really compromised society. I mean, we're dumb enough to believe that this weird white man could pray over this water and change us financially and everything, and a lot of other things that's, you know, that they target us at and on and stuff. So, I mean, I agree 100%. And it's that brother before, I don't know what his name was or not, but, I mean, he was pretty much on point.
Brother Wesley.
Yes, sir. I'm Wesley Griffin on Facebook, brother.
Huh?
Brother Wesley?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nice to meet
you,
sir. I mean, I don't know if you guys know what I'm professionally. I'm a foster provider. I've been for 17 years. So I work with teenage boys, and I work with trying to get them, you know, back into the community, you know, emancipation out of the foster care system. And I work with a lot of nonprofits now. Like DBOA is one of them with Daniel Simpson, one of the brothers that got wonderful mentors that work with my young men and stuff right now in the community and stuff. And that's what we need more of. I mean, you know, and right now, Colorado, where I live, I mean, I'm seeing that. I mean, there's some close brothers. We just divided.
Appreciate all the work that you do, brother. That is much needed.
Sure.
We have a lot of wayward kids, a lot of kids that come from broken homes and don't have strong father figures in their life. So that's definitely much needed. I agree with everything that's been said. There is an agenda that's being pushed on our people for first and foremost. This is about depopulation, Caucasoids, Caucasians, whatever you want to call them, crackers. Are dying out.
Devils.
They're devils, savages, barbarians, you name it, Peckerwoods. they're dying out. They're dying out, and they're trying to take as many of us out with them. Their time is running out. They know it. They've already mapped it out. They already said by as early as 2032. They're going to be the ethnic minority in this country. They're already the minority in the world. In this country here in America, they're going to be the ethnic minority by 2032. That's in 10 years. So they're trying everything in their power to remain a majority in this country. You know, we know that the census is flawed. It's an undercount. Just like any other of these counts that the government does, they're undercounting us. So they keep telling us that we're 13% of the population. We've been 13% of the population for how many generations now? Something's not adding up, black family. But we have so many kids, but yet we're 13% of the population. So there's definitely an agenda being pushed. They tried to come at Dave Chappelle for the closer skit where he was going in on the transgender community and telling them to stop punching down on our people. And they sent some plant a few weeks ago to one of his shows to try to attack him while he was on stage. So, yeah, there's clearly an agenda being pushed. They don't want us speaking out against it. If we speak out against it, we get labeled as homophobic or transphobic. And as Chewbacca
judgmental.
Says, they're heterophobic.
Yeah.
And this is a direct assault on the straight black family, period.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Anchorman.
Well, keeping focus on the ancestors, you know, and the pioneers and all the people that laid down basically the framework for our foundation, I want to pay homage to Huey P. Newton.
Yes.
He's a great inspiration in my life because, I don't know, I kind of think I look like the brother, man. You know what I mean? So, So I kind of relate, you know. I'm light skinned, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the brother, man, he's done a lot within the community, you know, that has, you know, outlasted a lot of other movements. And you know, it's evident today that the things that they were doing back then as a Black Panther Party have influenced music, has influenced the culture of Black society in general. And I just think that we need to really carry that torch and continue with the movement, man. We gotta, you know, we got our satellite organization, Frontline Campaign Endeavor, in which Jesse Paris is running for mayor right now. And shout out to one of the pioneers, an original Black Panther soldier, Sekou Evans, who ran for U.S. Senate last term. And we're just trying to do revolutionary things, you know, because, you know, we just can't go everywhere, you know, thinking we're going to show up with guns and, you know, try to intimidate people. We're trying to, you know, utilize our brain for change and stay in our lane, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we're trying to use our mind as the gun and the truth as the bullets. And, you know, everywhere we go, we try to take over, you know, in regards to politics. And that's what we need to be doing, is trying to take over the political game, because it's wide open right now. And we could definitely change the dynamic, and I believe in that. I believe that with all the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that we possess, that's been given to us by the gods and the queens before us, we can achieve higher and greater things that maybe they haven't achieved before, you know. And you know, if it's the political system, whether it be the music industry, whatever, you know, we could definitely change the polarities and put us on top and put the devil on the bottom, you know what I'm saying, and excel and triumph over this devilishment that's going on in America, you know, this, you know, destruction that they're trying to basically implement on us and affect us with, you know, with the drugs, the media. Because a lot of times they use the media to attack our young, to attack our youth, to attack our people, and they want us to accept and to buy into all these trends. And I just think that, you know, if we could take that over too, you know, anything that we put our hands on, you know, we take it over. And we finesse it so greatly that, you know, everybody's influenced by us. You know, look at hip-hop. You know what I mean? Look at hip hop, and that's something they thought was going to die out in the 80s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thinking that, and I'm kind of running out of gas, but I just think that, you know, we need to come together as a collective and do things on a higher level, on a higher plane, and there's nothing we can do with our unity. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Anchorman. Ramel, understanding that is our political prisoner who is currently in Carl State Mental Hospital. He'll be getting out here shortly.
Yes, sir. Holding it down, maintaining my post.
Brother Wesley.
Check us out on Frontline Campaign Network.
Yes, sir. Brother Wesley, did you have anything to add?
Oh, man, I just want to thank the brother, man, for the energy he displayed, man. You really inspired me and encouraged me, brother, man, with the things that you said, man. I just want to encourage you to stay motivated, man. Keep teaching the knowledge unto our people, man. Great representation of what a young man should be in such a terrible society, brother. We need that, man. We need great images, man. We need great minds, man. Great futures, man. Great spirit, man, to lead us out of systematic destruction and self-destruction. So, man, I just want to thank you, brother, for what you just contributed to the people, man. The ancestors are pleased, as well as our people here on earth, man. Black power to you, King, man. We can't wait for you to get out, soldier.
Black power, brother. Thank you, brother.
Yes, black power all day, every day. Brother Daryl, did you have anything to add?
Nah, I like that slogan we just said, because we used to always do that, because, you know, I coached Little League football for 20 years, too, and that's what our saying was, building a strong mind, strong body for a strong future.
Yes. That is essential. And I forgot who made the quote. It's easier to to build up young minds than it is to prepare broken men. So it starts with the youth. We got to get to the youth. I appreciate everything that you're doing, Brother Daryl, in regards to our youth. That's much needed, and we have to have that. Like I said, the youth don't have strong male figures in their life. They don't know. Like I asked that question, what's a woman? They don't know what a man is. So it's up to us to show them what a man is and how to conduct yourself accordingly. We're at war, black family, and a lot of our people are still asleep or act oblivious to it. They say, oh, well, we're in a post-racial society since Obama. We ain't got nothing to worry about. And then Buffalo happens. George Floyd happens. Evolved, yeah. Happens. And then everybody goes, oh, wow, I can't believe this happened. And I'm just like, I keep telling you, we're at war, black family. So it's time that we act accordingly. This show, this whole podcast is based off the Black Panthers' 50th anniversary. We started this podcast to pay homage to the Black Panther Party, the original Black Panther Party for self-defense. And I myself am a Black Panther cub. My grandmother, may she rest in peace, rest in power. Barbara Parrish, she was a Black Panther out of the Brooklyn chapter. So I was raised up by mainly women that had a black first mentality. So I was singing, I'm say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, when I was 5 years old. And so I was instilled with that, but a lot of our youth are not instilled with that. So it's up to us to instill that in them, because the public indoctrination system damn sure ain't going to do it. So it's on us. And we're doing with Lady J.
Brother, salute to our brother Bobby Hutton and to Brother George and Jonathan Jackson, the original Black Panthers. I'm going to pay homage to those ancestors, brother.
Yes,
salute.
Sir. Salute.
Salute.
I'm going to pay homage to Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, Malcolm X,
Shay
and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And on that note, we are having the 8th annual Marcus Garvey Day on August 20th at Cherry Park here in Denver, Colorado, from 11 to 4. So if you're in the area, if you want to get to the area, it's going to be in Denver, Colorado on August 20th.
I will definitely put that on my calendar.
Yes, sir. Salute.
Okay, so any more ancestors we want to pay homage to?
I think we should pay homage to some of our sisters. Let's pay homage to Queen Seta Secura.
Yes, Estrada, yes. Rhea Estrada.
I say,
Rhea the Land. Yes. Harriet Tubman, salute to her.
I say.
Sojourner Truth.
The great Muhammad Ali.
I say.
Ida B. Wells.
Ashe.
Dr. Francis Cress Wilson.
Ashe. Coretta Scott King.
Yes, Ashe.
Minnie Mandela.
Winnie Mandela.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing on time, General Parrish?
Oh, man, we still got an hour and 35 minutes.
Oh, wow. All right, all right. Brother, you said that you were part of, you are part of the Black Panther Party out of Texas, correct, Brother Wesley?
Yes, man. I'm part of the new Black Panther Party up under leadership of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz here in Austin, Texas. That is correct.
Okay, okay. My question to you is, how are things going for the Panthers, and what kind of accomplishments are you guys trying to achieve right now? Out of Texas,
I think, you know, we're facing a lot down here. I think one of the biggest problems that we're facing is inactivity, and just idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so, you know, just creating positive programs, man, to encourage our people, encourage especially our youth to use their talents more, to believe in their capability to make a great change in our future, not just on the labor force. I think we need to create institutions to create the mind state for our youth that, and we need doctors, we need police officers, we need lawyers, we need brain surgeons. And so, you know, we need scientists, we need biologists, you know, and have it in your mind that you can do it because we were the first to do it. And so we must be the ones doing it now and the ones doing it last. You see what I'm saying? Not to say that nobody else can do it. And so this is the mind frame that I think we have to interject in our youth. So these are some of the programs that we're striving to achieve. We're striving to help with the drug problems, not just the usage of drugs, but just the idea of this is the only way to make it. You know, this is the only hip thing to be, or this is what we're all about. You see what I'm saying? And so just recreating the image of the African-American black man, we have to definitely teach our youth here in Texas gun control and gun safety, the ability to protect yourself on all fronts, on all levels of martial arts, and on all levels of protection and defense. And so another thing we're trying to gear at is just paying more attention to the problems of schools, not just financially, but emotionally and spiritually, just understanding some of the things that they go through and some of the attacks that they endure daily as being of the female anatomy, from just in a racial system or just a male masculinity in general. And I think we must be more compassionate and more understanding from that point. A lot tells us an honor we get an understanding. So in this standpoint, from the southern region, we try to face more on our queens. In the southern region, we have a lot of our queens in leadership positions. Our national chief of staff, Honorable Dr. Shawanda Owens, the second in charge of the whole movement, is a sister. Our national minister of justice, national minister of culture. So, you know, just placing our sisters in leadership, and, you know, seeing our sisters in business concept and business statues. A lot of sisters down here own their own business, and so they're really taking control down here in the South, brother.
That's
great. Thank you, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Parrish, what kind of moves are you busting in regards to your campaign right now?
Right now, we're getting it off the ground. We got some events coming up. You know, we got Juneteenth coming up, so we're definitely going to make our presence known there. We have a fish fry that's going to be at the end of this month on the 26th. It's a fundraiser for the campaign and for Marcus Garvey Day, because we're black-funded. The city is not helping us with Marcus Garvey Day, and we prefer it that way. So we're working on that as well. Anybody that wants to donate to the campaign, you can go to frontlinecampaign.org, and the link is on the page. I need 250 donations in order to qualify for the Fair Elections Fund, where the city will match whatever donations I get by 450%. So it makes it where a candidate such as myself, who is at or below the poverty line, is able to run for a political seat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay.
Well, brethren, I really don't have much time to right now. I got to go. I got some pressing issues I need to take care of. But I want to say Black Power to all y'all, you know, and Frontline. Peace.
Frontline. Peace. Peace. Okay, that was our anchor man, Ramel Understanding. He has the book out, guys, called Man Up 24/7. And he has numerous mixtapes. I think he's on Blizzard number 23 now. So we've been selling his books and mixtapes and passing them out to the community for the campaign. So, yeah, definitely support that brother with everything that he's doing. He should be getting out here shortly. So, yeah, be on the lookout for Ramel Understanding, our anchor man. Brother Wesley, Brother Daryl, did y'all have anything to add before we close off this show?
Yeah, this is Brother Wesley Griffin, Facebook. I just want to add, man, I'd love to continue, man, this rapport, continue this relationship, man, far beyond the radio broadcast, man. If we can some type of way link up and get in touch, man, that's my Facebook tag. I don't have any problem with my phone number. For those that would like to have it, it's 737-703-6234. That's 737-703-6234. I'm on Boots on Ground 24/7, putting it down for the Southern region from the leadership of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Definitely appreciate the time and the energy and the opportunity to serve and express my thoughts and feelings unto the ancestors and unto the people. So thank you once again, brother. Black power and all power to the people.
Yes, sir. Black power. And be sure to join us tonight. We have three platforms. So we have Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We have Frontline Black News, and we have the Revolutionary Agenda. And Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda are on YouTube. And every Saturday, we do a show at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Frontline Black News. So tonight, we'll be doing episode 13 of the Frontline Black News. Brother Wesley, I'm going to have to look you up on Facebook so I can send you the link, or I could text it to you on your phone.
Okay. Text it to me, brother. You got my phone number, right?
Yes, I got your number.
Okay, you can text it to me, man. It'll be my honor, man, and I'll jump on with you, brother, if you would allow me.
Okay. And, yeah, Brother Daryl, I'm already Facebook friends with you, so I'll send you the link as well. It's going to be at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you, brothers, for calling in. We're going to close out the show. The air date of this show was June 11th, 2022, Marathon Episode 3, Tribute to the Ancestors. We're paying homage to the ancestors today, and we're going out with Black Peace, Love, Light, and Black Empowerment.
Thank you, fellas.
Sound about right. No, that sound about right. Uh-huh, yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beat. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken to start used to black beans. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's a black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms like a gladly. You buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell it's delicious. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's a black thing. Black shots till she knock me. I be doing new shit so they copy. Did it by tree. Go ahead then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV.
Don't watch TV.
You can get it all on CD. Vinyl with time aside though. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol. I'm your idol now.
Up in the West,
Bubba Dog Pound and Jigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody trying to get dreads and shit. But they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's a black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit.
the rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton, baby, it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black by Me. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black on, black nigga, I'm back on, back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah, right lead, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up on my white tee. Or you wanna be just like me, huh? Till the police wanna lock me up. Strap your own creep, black Air Force Ones. What it's gon' be, what it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Up in the west,
pop a dog pound and jigger.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.